you who are wondering what C60 and the black seed oil can do for you with coronavirus, I have loaded on my webpage, Sarah Westall, under shop, under the C60 gel caps, there are 4 articles on how these ingredients that are in these gel caps specifically attack viruses, the coronavirus and SARS. Now, this virus is a little different than that, but it will get to a lot of the same root causes. And I just want to let you know, this really is a great thing for building up your immunities, because what it does is it goes and gets all the oxidative stress and it frees your body. That's what C60 does. Frees your body up to deal with other problems. The black seed oil, the fullerenes, and the new formula will have curcumin. They all combat viruses. And so, again, those studies are up on my website under sarahwestall.com/shop. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This is another urgent interview that I did with Sherry Edwards. I just did this on Sunday, right when the Super Bowl is starting. I'm skipping that at this moment to do this. I think this is way more important than being entertained, because Sherry has a lot more information on this coronavirus. And it is becoming very clear that it is a bioweapon of some sort, and that human beings created it, and she'll explain it. And so whatever nut job group created it, no one's ready to say, well, she's not ready to say who exactly did it, but whatever group person did it are clearly crazy in their nut jobs. That is besides the point. We need to focus on a solution and how to deal with it. And one of the things that she learned is that the solution, the typical solution, actually creates more problems. They figured out a way that when you use frequencies, that frequency is the opposite and creates more problems. She'll explain it. So this is a first for her institute. She figured out a way around it and how to deal with this without creating more problems. And it's pretty revolutionary. All her work is revolutionary. And let me tell you that for people who don't understand, she was given an award for new science, Scientist of the Year, for creating a new field of science. MIT and Johns Hopkins and Mayo Clinic, all of them are working on this. They're about 20 years behind what she's doing. And MIT did an article where they said they were able to take DNA, change it to music, and then back again. And I posted that on my website. This is exactly that. They understand. Tesla was talking about this. Now, he was way ahead of his time. But Sherry is a gem, and she is carving out paths. And this is something that's really important to get out for people. And we talk about mobilizing people so we can get this sound out to people, these frequencies. She has frequencies that I'm going to put on my website for Rife machines. And it's going to sound crazy weird, the frequencies that she has, because they are different than what you're used to because of the problems that are inherent to this virus. The Lucille file, which she has, which really combats flu type symptoms, pneumonia, that she's been tracking for years. And so that Lucille file, she explains in this interview how to listen to it and what to use. It's on my website. Anybody who has access to my podcast, who is subscribed to my podcast, can download it. It was in like an MPA file, and so I'm going to reload it in an MP3 file so anybody can get to it as well. If you're having problems listening to that format, you will be able to listen, because the MP3 is pretty universal. And then she is working on the actual antidote frequencies for this specific virus. She already has the frequencies nailed down. She's working with multiple musicians to get it recorded. She expects to have that by the end of the week. What she does have for people is the ability, you can go to her website, which I have it here with the description, and also on the show page at my website. And you can go and see if you are affected with the coronavirus. It analyzes your voice and tells you if you have the virus. Very revolutionary for people to use. She's also calling for those in hospitals working with patients with the coronavirus to contact her. And she has lower level frequencies that she wants to share with you and work with you to get that to these people, especially the real serious. Well, they're all very, very serious. But if you have cases that where you can't do anything, why not call her? I mean, it's the right to try that is out there. It's the compassion. It's basic human rights. If you are unable to do anything for somebody, call her and try to get these frequencies. It's the ethical thing to do. So I want to get into this very important interview with Sherry Edwards. Hi, Sherry. Welcome back to the program.
Great to be here. And I have new information I think is really going to be helpful.
I think this is probably one of the most important shows that we are ever going to do. And I was hoping that you would start first with the Lucille file that I have up on my website. Anybody that can download my podcast anywhere on any podcast platform can get to it. I will upload it again as an MP3 because I think it was an MPA. It was a different format and some people were saying that it's not working. So it will be uploaded again with this show at the same time as an MP3. But can you explain why, again, that works for people and why people should be using it, what it actually does?
Well, at the research institute that I run, people ask us for antidotes to the flu, and we've been putting those out for about 10 years, and there were some very consistent frequencies that came up when people had the flu. And so James Marshall, who we were working with, he got very ill, and we helped him a lot. They told him to go home and die, and he's up and running now and writing music and doing great things. He said, I want to do something for you. And so we had all these really unusual frequencies that didn't make any sense. If it was an orchestra, everybody would be tuned to a different note and it really would sound awful. But I gave this to him and he said, I don't think I can do this. And then he got inspired and he created this music that really sounds like it doesn't go together. It sounds like Jimi Hendrix jazz. But he was able to take those frequencies and make a piece of music, actually two pieces of music, and they were meant to stimulate the lungs, the bronchia, the throat, the sinuses. And they work even with antibiotic or resistant pneumonia. And we've been using these for years for the flu. And so that's what we put up for people. We do have new information and things that we're going to show you about this particular flu that I just think is a can of worms, because I don't want to think there are people on this planet that would do this, but we have
the coronavirus that we,
yeah.
But before we get into that, I do have another question so that people understand how to use this file. Can you just listen to the music once and you're set, or should you be listening to it every morning, or what should you do in order for it to help you?
Okay, there's two different ones. One 8-minute one that is really potent. So I would suggest you use that only if you've got a cold or whatever. Although I'm not allowed to suggest you do anything. The other one, I think, is 18 minutes, and it's much more subtle, and I'd use it for children or people who didn't have the flu already manifested. So the 8-minute one, it's kind of hard on your ears. Some people love it, some people hate it. So a couple of times a day, and it's meant to be just preventive by the frequencies, and we've found that everything has a frequency. And that there are certain things that will support your immune system. And that's what's in the Lucille and the other one, Signs of Life, it's called.
I don't have the Signs of Life up there now, so can you send me that as well? And I will get that up for people. But the Lucille I do have, which is more potent, is there any problem with listening to it more than once? I mean, should you listen to it a couple times a day while you're sick for the entirety? And the second question is, if you aren't sick, but to preventative, how do you listen to it twice a day while this virus is going around just to keep your immune system up? Or what do you do? How would you tell people to use this?
I wish I had an answer. One, I'm not allowed to prescribe. But if it was me, I would listen to it maybe once or twice every 2 or 3 hours, just as a preventive, because it's got a lot of glutathione and methionine and things that help support your immune system in it by frequency.
Okay. Okay, since we can't prescribe, people need to understand this is not you prescribing. This is something that is suggested if you're interested in a bioacoustic types of things, but you're not a, you can't prescribe otherwise. So people need to understand that. Okay, so
Well,
what did you learn? Go ahead.
I sent you a list of positive and negative reactions. So if they start feeling these negative reactions, time to turn it off.
What are the negative
I sent.
reactions that you could get? I know you did, but what do you want me to put that up for people? And what, give me an example of some of the negatives that people might experience listening to this.
Headache. They didn't like the sound. Heartbeat faster. Good things are sometimes people just laugh hysterically, a little tingling. But if the sound makes you uncomfortable, you shouldn't listen to it. But we gave a big list of like 10 or 20 reactions that you should watch.
Okay, well, what do they do if they get a negative reaction, but they are concerned that they have a cold or something and they need this? What do they should just not listen to it anyways.
Well, I can. What I do, one, I go outside and breathe some really clear air, and I'm a water sign, so I'll drink water or flick water on me. They could smudge. They could water air a fan. Just anything that will change their frequencies from the in from the outside in. But we try to check everything. But everybody is so individual. You just can't say this many minutes at this time, and it's just too independent.
We're all different from each other. So that's what people need to understand. Okay, I think that gives people a good baseline for this. What did you learn about this virus? I think some of the things that you learned about this coronavirus, and they have this new name for it, is kind of startling. So can you tell us what you specifically learned?
In looking at everything that we've done in the last 12 years or so, we have decoded all kinds of viruses, pneumonic plague, bubonic plague, and we sent those to you in an article. And so we have learned from decoding papilloma and Epstein-Barr and all of these that there's a certain kind of math pattern that goes along with this. And in this virus, I was startled. The antidotes, well, actually the base and the antidote frequencies are have a relationship that in nature doesn't exist. And since people won't understand this concept of 16 is the opposite of 23, I will do it maybe in color or warming up an orchestra that I'll do warming up in our orchestra because that's easy to understand and hear. So all these instruments come together and they're all tuning up and they sound terrible and out of tune, out of whack. And they keep just playing with their own instruments until everybody comes into harmony. Maybe they're tuning to 440 and everybody gets their A string at 440 and then tunes the other notes accordingly. In this particular virus, there's two notes, A and A sharp. One's a gene and one's the protein. And they belong in the same scale. That doesn't happen. Like the Lucille is all different notes from all different scales trying to come together and make sense musically so that it sounds tolerable. With this, and we have posted the antidotes. We did it in terms of Rife in the beginning, and we posted the antidotes on your site, and we posted some of the proof that this works. So for what we have done regularly, the Rife frequencies for the proteins and the genes, 158.4. And the other one is 79.2. Now we've been using the Rife people been using those. Somebody created this virus in a way that its own antidote causes more problems. If we could talk about The note of C and F sharp are six notes away. And so that's a real good thing to make your body get up and do something. And that was what was outlawed in the church. Now, if we look at the gene, it maybe is a C, and the antidote is a F sharp or the protein. So no matter what we give, it'll trigger the other one. That's a man-made virus, in my opinion. So we had to come up with a whole new way to give these frequencies out for people to use. And before we're finished, I'm ready to do that. And it is a first on my part. We train people to do this, and it needs to be done in a very specific way. But I believe, and a lot of people have written to me, they want me to give them the frequency so they can make a lot of money. And I am appalled. This is a world trauma. Trying to make money off somebody being sick is sick. I don't have a word. That's bad enough. And we had another doctor, and you'd recognize her name, told you she tried to take credit for all of this. What is going on in the world? This just needs to be given freely out to people to get to China, to get to all of these places where people have been infected. We have already proven that this can work. We have been able to reduce the viral load for people who have AIDS with just frequency. I mean, we have the proof, but we can't get the CDC. We can't get the HMO, World Health Organization, to even talk to this. They said this is not proven. I said, here's the proof right here, and I'm giving it to you. Well, if you give it to us, what's it worth? We're just getting all kinds of bombardment in our face that they don't want the people to have this. It is just sickening in what's going on, and we've posted all on your site.
Yeah, I think that there's two things going on that we've noticed in that people, the cognitive dissidents are not believing that there's this problem and that they can't just have something like this come up. And then there's people who purposely want to make money and will refuse. But I think the biggest issue that's getting past the stumbling block is that this science, people can understand, because I've been working a lot on dealing with paradigm shifts, culture change, all those things, and on the edge of change. And people can handle something that is just one step away. But this, for where we're at in science, because we're really behind, medical science is not that evolved. And so even though it's changing really quickly, it still isn't, this is a whole leap. This is maybe, this is a huge jump. And so they need little jumps in order to get there. And this is like doing this. But what I can tell people is that MIT did an article. So these the some of the more, the geniuses out there like you who are working on this stuff, they put it on an article that they were able to change DNA to music and then back again. That's exactly what this is. MIT did an article and a study on it. The best institutions, where they claim to have the geniuses are all doing this. And that's what people need to understand. Just because your local doctor doesn't understand this, this doesn't mean it's not real. This is because it's a couple leaps past where they have been trained. That is what's going on. I am convinced because I have been working on the edge of change my entire career, and it's always been a frustration of mine. So I think that's what's going on here, which is incredibly frustrating for you, I am sure. But with this as an antidote, and we have too serious of a problem here, there is no harm in just letting yourself go and saying, okay, I'm going to accept something different because it's too, there's, we have too big of a problem that we have to deal with. But that's my two cents.
We've always been about 20 years ahead of everybody else. And I think it was 04, we did a project for the Army in looking at these people who had acoustic blasts. We did 90 different vocal prints and were able to see nine concurrent proteins that were disturbed if somebody had an acoustic blast. So you could tell from those proteins that their brain created what you needed to do about it. And that's more than 10 years ago, almost 20 years ago, 15 at least. And so the Lincoln Labs at MIT took up some of that. And Mayo Clinic now is looking at this in one way. We started on your show looking at this as preventive. Now people want the frequencies. So we have created a place where people can go and get their voice tested for free online. It's our online workstation. And we have just created the coronavirus evaluation, meaning people can go to soundhealthportal.com and have their voice tested, see if they've been exposed. But there is a problem with this. Glutathione is the big thing that this is causing a problem with. And I'll have to back up a minute. Vaccines cause a glutathione problem. Glyphosate causes a glutathione problem. Flu causes a glutathione problem. Chemtrails cause a glutathione problem. Look at how many times we're being bombarded to not allow glutathione to work. And they have constructed, and I say they because somebody constructed this. They've constructed it in such a way that it's very hard to antidote. So if we play you glutathione in a different octave, and the octaves are 10, 20, 40, 80, if we play that in a different octave, we can cause it. So somebody created this so that it reduces the glutathione and it goes right along with what glyphosate and chemtrails, all this stuff that's happening along the way is reducing our glutathione, at least the frequencies of glutathione, which is a major support of our system. Also, in this frequencies, it also causes infertility, like the papilloma stuff. There, I don't want to think about this. I don't want to open this can of worms that somebody created this for population control, but the numbers certainly look like it. This is too perfect a set of numbers to be anything natural.
Yeah, this is just not, this is incredible. Okay, so you're working on doing a sound file with the that'll combat this virus. And you're working with a few different musicians. When do you think you'll have something ready that people can download? Okay, excellent. And then once that's ready, I will put it up. We are asking everyone to freely and to really motivate, to really get motivated and mobilize to help get this out to everyone. You know, people in China, in Wuhan, get it out to those people. You know, people anywhere and everywhere. We want to get this out to people. It's free and it will help people. And it can't hurt anybody, right? We're not going to hurt people. So it is something that we need to do. And I know there's enough people. There's so many people that have reached out to me and I can't even get back to everybody. I made the mistake saying contact me first and I'm trying, but I can't reach everybody. But we will do our best to get this out. I know, Sherry, I know people are going to mobilize and get this out to people. I just know it. I know that people are going to step up and do what it takes to get this to people in China, in Wuhan, everywhere. So we will make this work.
The World Health Organization has something called compassionate care consensus. And they say if there's nothing else available, that it's okay to use something proven. Now, I've never worked with somebody with coronavirus, but by extrapolation of other things we do and doing the same steps, we believe this will work. We have it already for people to test themselves. We need it distributed. Even if you've got a truck with a big speaker on it, You can use the frequencies to run up and down the streets. The music is not going to hurt anybody, but it may help. But we can't prove a negative. Everybody gets well all of a sudden, every street you run down, and then nobody has the flu, but we can't prove it was the sound. We don't have the ability to do a controlled study. There's not enough people who have it that we can be in contact with them. But if there's people out there doing this, have them get in touch with me and I will give them the frequencies that will go down to the electromagnetic level of the body and fight this thing.
Okay, that's if people have the ability to create their own sound, music before you have it ready by the end of the week.
No, I'm talking about people in the hospitals who are working
Oh,
with
excellent.
these people. I will give them the lower frequencies that need to be played with special equipment so we can actually have a research project going on.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So this is specifically for people working with the coronavirus in the hospitals.
Well, that's the next stage. What I'm giving to the public isn't that deep. It doesn't go down to the magnetic level because those are sounds you can't hear, so why give them to somebody? So what I have created is some formulas that are a workaround for what the government has tried to put out there as an antidote. Because they've squelched our ability to fight with frequencies. So that's what I've been doing in the last week. I just found a workaround and I want to share that with people.
Okay, will that workaround be in the sound file that you'll have at the end of the week, or are you more targeting that for hospitals and medical workers?
Well, both. We're going to have a target for the public and a target for the medical workers. But what I have today for people is if they have a Rife machine or any machine that has a dual output, they can use these, and it's a good beginning to help people deal with this. I think they just put all this out there and they're just trying to scare people, or they're trying to say, oh, wait for us to do a virus or a vaccine. I don't have a word bad enough for people who will just put information out and scare people and give them no solution. So, based on my 30 years of experience, this is our solution. Please use it and tell us what's going on. And we've already checked it all the way through. It won't create anything that'll be an issue. Absolutely. We have one that will create quercetin. I shouldn't have said it that way. One of the antidotes and one of the nutrients is quercetin, and these frequencies will create the antidotes. And because the government has left, whoever did this, I keep saying the government, when they put this out and they made the antidote a problem as well as the gene, and so you can't use either one, we just figured another way around it so that we can use these frequencies. Because I think they were created so we couldn't antidote them. So I just figured out new antidotes.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me. I think that people need to be patient by the end of the week, and we'll get and people need to mobilize and help. So where can they reach you? And we don't want everybody and their son. We want people who actually are ready to help or are medical workers. Where can they reach you?
Go to our site, Sound Health Options, and our address and phone number and everything is there. But I would like you to be the funnel by which all of this is delivered to the public.
I will gladly do that. I think once you have that sound file ready, I will, it'll, like I said, it'll be on my podcast so people can download it. It'll be on my website so they can download it. And also all of those sound frequencies will be up there on my website under this show page. And I'll put a link on the front page so they can get to that as well. And they're more than welcome to load it up on their websites and distribute it any way they possibly can. So I'm really looking forward to getting that sound file to people and to the public. And thank you so much, Sherry. You are a blessing to the world, and we need to take advantage of you while we have you. Thank you so much.
I would like to give out these frequencies for people who want to go after the gene and they have dual channel machines that are Rife-like. The gene, one side 158.63, the other side 178.06. I'll send these to you so they can post them. And if they want to go after the protein, it's 149.512 and 167.808. They can get started on this, and these are actual antidotes made from the decoding I did on the coronavirus. The other thing that is telltale that this is man-made, there, I wrote a computer program to tell when the government stuff doesn't add up. And it doesn't add up to a C sharp. They left some stuff out and it's glutathione. So if you're working with a government database, check their numbers because they've left out 1,762 pieces of information.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Anything else you want to add before we wrap this up?
No, I'm just very thankful that you're able to get this information to people and you allow me to do it freely.
Okay, well, yeah, why would I charge you for doing something that is so helpful for mankind? Okay, well, thank you so much. And until next time, we'll have you up. Go ahead.
I just meant you don't censor any of this. That mean like make me pay. You don't censor. You let it go through. It's awesome that you are such a warrior to get this stuff out.
Okay, well, thank you, and we will be talking soon.
Great.